Moshe's response to this very violent and virulent insurrection is very intriguing. Essentially, Parshas Korach and this rebellion serves as a prism through which to appreciate the extreme dangers of ambition. Ambition is dangerous precisely because it presents as such a noble trait, and it's an elastic enough trait to weld itself to our most noble and idealistic agendas and intentions. But very often we lose sight and we're unable to discern between our own ambition and the ideals and the selflessness which should serve those ideals. And because they become entangled, it's almost, imagine a cancerous cell entangling itself with the host cell, and you're unable to discriminate between them. It makes cancer such a difficult disease to battle, because attacking the cancer cells essentially entails attacking the host cells. Very similar with ambition. Ambition weds itself to our ideals. It is necessary to thrust our ideals, to dream, to aspire. But when it's uncontained and unbridled and unmoderated, it can lead to the type of disaster and egocentrism on display in Parshas Korach. Chazal asked, Ma ra Korach l'shtus hazeh? Why did Korach even imagine disobeying and rebelling against Moshe? And Chazal answered, because he saw in a vision that great people would stem from him. And these delusions of grandeur led him to the type of unthinkable, unimaginable insurrection to defy the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. And typically when we speak about the dangers of ambition, it's in ambition's ability to blur and obscure the difference between ends, which are noble, and means, which sometimes are ignoble or unholy. In general terms, as a rule of thumb, ends never, ever justify the means. It's a very, very slippy moral ground to start justifying immoral, exploitative, disrespectful behavior simply because you're serving a larger purpose. And ambition has that way of obscuring. The quickest climb to the top is on the back of another person. And when we're driven by ambition, we lose all sight of moral sensitivities, concern for other. The big picture blurs the day-to-day needs or individual needs. People become cogs in some larger machine, which is geared or wound simply to achieve an end game or an end point. And there's certainly some of that on display in Korach. But Moshe's response to Korach, at least his initial response, reveals a different danger of ambition, one which Chazal sense in various midrashim. But to be honest, you don't need this medrash or that medrash to highlight it, because it's so overt and so explicit in the pasuk. Moshe responds by saying, Rav lachem b'nei Levi, which has many connotations, but the ensuing sentence makes Moshe's objections clear. Hama'at ki hivdil Hashem. I'm at a wedding, so I'm recording without a chumash in front of me. I'll see if I can pull up the pasuk. Hame'at ki hivdil Hashem. Ki hivdil Elokei Yisrael eschem mi'adas Yisrael lakriv eschem me'lav la'avodas avodas mishkan Hashem. Is it nothing or insignificant in your eyes that you already have a mission and you already have a weighty task of noble importance? Namely, sometimes the drive of ambitious people creates this ceaseless restlessness to move to the next level, to achieve greater heights, to displace other people, to secure in some cases fame and attention. And it leads to the neglect of more accessible, suitable agendas and missions that fit them and that are designed for them to handle, and ultimately becomes uneconomical and inefficient, where important missions are ignored or neglected by people who have the talent and the designation to perform those missions, but are starry-eyed and seduced into pursuing quixotic agendas simply because they're slaves to their own ambition. And that's one of the tragedies on display in Korach. Korach is a Levi. Levim have crucial roles to play in the resurgence and the rehabilitation of our national moral fiber. It was on display during the Chedegel. One would hope that the Levim would play a similar role after the debacle of the Meraglim. Korach is a prince. Korach is a leader. And instead of shouldering leadership that's available to him, it doesn't entail competing with others or disputing others' leadership roles. The time he spends fomenting and rallying public opinion against Moshe could just as easily have better been spent helping to restructure and rehabilitate the moral disarray of the people after the Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaMeraglim. And that's Moshe's concern. Moshe doesn't respond to the moral dangers of ambition. Moshe responds to the inefficiency and the tragedy of people unwilling to shoulder their mission simply because ambition has convinced them that their mission is inferior or less significant or less famous, less public than the mission they see in other people. And that's the tragedy of Korach. Moshe says, Rav Lachem, you have so much that is expected of you, and instead of expending resources on shouldering that mission and responding to that mission, Hama'at Mikem, is it insignificant that you've been separated and designated? But all you can think about is the other person's mission and agenda, and you're unable to live within yourself. And for so many people, that expresses itself in the challenge between, or the conflict between, professional, communal opportunities, which are seen as very noble and ambition-oriented, and more personal family missions, which are just as important, but certainly less celebrated at the public level. For other people, it's even within the public sphere, where they have opportunities which they should maximize and serve dutifully, but they're constantly involved in almost placating the fever in their soul, heated and inflamed by ambition, looking for prestige and looking for applause, looking for the celebrated leadership rather than seizing their own mission that lies right beneath their feet. So this is the sub-drama of Korach. Korach, of course, reminds us each year to inspect and examine our own ambition and whether it's being expressed in a healthy fashion. I think our first examination is whether we're acting within moral confines or we're letting our ambition hypnotize us into this amoral stupor in which questionable activities are ratified or sanctioned simply because they serve larger purposes, which ambition has staked for us. But the second challenge of ambition is, are we choosing the right missions? Are we choosing missions that aren't suited for us simply because they carry greater prestige rather than accepting our own suited missions?